This is the work session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, State of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018, at 5:30 p.m. in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors Hearing Room, 1415 Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Just barely here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom is going to be late. City staff, Robert Smith. City manager, Ashley Coronado. City clerk, Carrie Bagley. Finance director, Dan Duchon. Personnel director, Andy Heretic. Public Works director, Albert E. Chavez. Police chief, George Castillo. Fire chief, Christine Roberts. City attorney.
Thank you, ma'am. The purpose in being here, we have one item, and only one item, and that's discussion of budget priorities from the council. And we're going to be discussing, as I said, budget. We'll be doing this for a couple weeks. I do not plan on this being a long, protracted situation. I plan on getting, hopefully, business done and get it back to staff for them to make, for them to A, present to us, and B, for us to give ideas back to the staff and to get our work done and not to spend an eternity sitting here. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to our city manager, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I have a brief presentation I wanted to make as the process that we're going through to produce the budget with you this year is a little different than what the city's experience has been. After I complete a couple of slides, I want to turn this over to Cindy. She's been leading the budget development effort and handling a lot of the logistics in assembling information and handling our meetings. And she and Carrie and I will be finishing up the budget as we work with you and the departmental leaders. What do I do? Am I using the wrong one?
I don't know. It was working just fine when we tested it.
No worries.
I'm going to have to change the battery.
Tap it and I'll tell you.
Yes.
So hit it once. So we have decided that the best way to create a budget for the city of Bisbee is to put all of the leadership together to work on all of the departmental budgets. We hope that the leadership here learns more about the budgets and learns more about each other's departments and is a little bit better able to tighten up the budget by horse trading with each other, if you will, over some of the issues to help us cut. So we anticipate multiple presentations to the council. As soon as we get the draft to you, does not mean that we are going to stop working. We will continue to explore ideas and improve the budget as you continue to meet with us and review departmental budgets. So there'll be a dialogue as we move forward. By the time we get to the end, you will have all the information, you'll know everything that we know, and you'll have looked at the final product. But we don't want to stop working right now and then just hand it off and dust our hands and walk away. We have other things that take a little bit longer for us to get information to you on, and we are working on those. So there are going to be multiple study sessions or discussions with council where we get your guidance and input and direction, and we incorporate that in the budget, and we report to you changes that we come across as we continue to work on balancing the budget and adding quality. So to kick things off, round one, all of the departmental leadership met together to review every departmental budget. We did that last week. There were 140 years of public experience in that room.
Interesting.
140 years of experience looked at the budget that's coming to you. The first draft review took 136 man hours. That's 3.5 weeks of time. We spent a lot of time and effort and a lot of expertise sat on this thing to get it this far, and we're not there yet. We have about $600,000 or so left to cut out of the general fund, and we have not finished working on revenues yet. There are still other ideas that we want to bring. We will keep you as up to date as we possibly can. We will be presenting modified sheets to you as we come up with things that change numbers. If you ever have a question about the pages that you have and whether or not they're up to date, just reach out. We'll make sure that you have the most up-to-date copy, and we'll keep one on the website so that you can get your hands on it if you have an emergency and you need to see it. So we're going to continue to work. We hope to have productive dialogue and great input and guidance from the council. We've got about 2 months here before things get really serious and we have to have something, you know, actionable. So my goal is for us to get through this discussion, this process, so that at the end we have a budget that you like and that all of the leadership is committed to support. Are there any questions you guys have about that? It's my understanding this is the first time this has been tried here in Bisbee, and I know we're in new territory, but I think it'll lead to a better product. I had just two more things I wanted to cover, just in general. I know Cindy's got a lot of details to go over, but I think it provides some clarity for the public as well as the press. When you look at a municipality and you want to look at who's controlling what, and it pertains to money, generally it's the council. The council approves the entire budget, and that sets the limit on spending for every department. The council also controls all the major purchases. Every single contract comes to this council, and purchases at $5,000 or over, all of them come to this council. The council reviews every single expense. Every month you guys approve an accounts payable report. Every single payment that we make is in that report, and you act on it to authorize us to make those payments. And then the council looks ahead and comes up with plans for the community's future and how we're going to get where we need to get financially. Those are all of the things that the council approves and has control over. The manager is able to move some money around within a department. If we have a department and they don't need quite so much gasoline, but they do need some diesel, we can move a little money around. The city manager can approve purchases that are under $5,000 that are not contracts, as long as they're consistent with the budget. The manager can evaluate and recommend action on contracts. We can help you evaluate agreements so that your decision might be a little easier to make. The manager definitely monitors our procurement to make sure all the documentation's there, our budget, and our contract performance, and the manager helps you with your financial planning. Finance basically keeps track of things. They make sure that the correct purchase methods are used in procurement. They handle regular financial reporting and keeping track of all the accounts. So that's from the top down how things are controlled in the city. So moving money around, I spoke about that, and I'm going to add a little bit of an extra restriction on how the city has operated in the past. Right now, the council is able to move money from one department to another, and under certain legal circumstances can move money from one fund to another, but they are the only ones who can do that. The manager might be able to request that something like that be done or recommend that it be done, but council has to take action in a public meeting to affect that. And of course, finance keeps track. Minor adjustments, and that's what I wanted to touch on just briefly. We are introducing some categories into our budget. It's taken a lot of work. Accounting's struggling with making the software work that way. We hope to have that implemented within this next financial cycle. Basically four categories of expense under each department. There's personnel, which is everything related with keeping your people in that department. There's consumables, which are the kinds of things that you pay for, and then when you use them, there's nothing left. There's operations, which is your mission in that department. What are you spending on that mission? And then there's capital. Do you have large equipment purchases that you have to make? And my intention is to classify our expenses into each one of those four categories and then tell the departments, if you want to move money within your department around inside of one of those categories, like in consumables, if you want to buy more diesel than unleaded gas and you want to move it from the unleaded gas line into diesel, that's pretty much okay. But if a department wants to move it from one category into another, they need to come talk to me. And I need to report that to you because these are four different kinds of expenditures within the departments. And you wouldn't necessarily want to zero out your capital line that was approved by the council and then plop it all down in personnel and go hire a bunch of people. So there needs to be some oversight within the departmental lines. So you look for those categories to begin to appear in our financial reporting. I'm anxious to start comparing, say, consumable costs from one department to the next to see if the same efficiencies are there. I'd like to be able to compare our personnel costs to other communities, for example, to see how efficient we are. Being able to aggregate some of the budget lines into subcategories will be very useful for staff. And then there's inconsequential moves where you might have a department, like I said, that wants to move a little cash from pencils into post-it notes. And those aren't going to make a material difference to that department or that fund because you're just moving it around from one line to another. Are there questions that you guys have? So again, the subcategories to keep on your minds, personnel, consumables, operations, and capital, those will be emerging soon as reporting points for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cindy?
In my face.
Put it way down.
Huh?
Keep down. Keep
down and up?
There
you
go.
Down and
move
over.
The whole thing down below the ledge.
Oh.
There you go.
You can see that I use this every day in my job, right? Okay.
if I get to the point that I'm looking away and I'm not speaking into this, somebody do something, because it will not be intentional, but I bet it'll happen. So, good evening, Mayor and Council and staff and public and press. About this time last year, Pat Walker provided a budget 101 training. The training covered a broad overview of municipal budgeting and finance. This year, I would like to share with you some training that's a little more specific to the city of Bisbee. Most of you probably look at budgeting like you do filing income taxes, a necessary evil. Not me. I assisted in preparation of a governmental budget for the first time in the mid-80s, and I was hooked. I love budgeting. I had a job one time, and the executive director offered to get me counseling. They said it was covered in our health plan. I declined. So, accountants spend a good deal of time working with information from the past. Budgeting gives us accountants an opportunity to look forward, to utilize our planning skills. And for me, when I get to do budgeting, I love it because I get to learn more about the department and the people that I'm working with. And if my knowledge is improved and my ability to account for financial things are improved, I think that it's really a good thing. Also, and nobody will appreciate this, I quite frequently argue with the auditors. And so the more I know about the departments and the transactions within the city or whatever entity, the better footing I have for when I argue with the auditors. And I did argue with the auditors this year. So anyway, let's get started. As a municipality, we are required to use governmental or fund accounting. In fund accounting, there are different types of funds, and each type has its own accounting rules and terminology. Profit and loss become surplus and deficit. Expenses become expenditures. Equity becomes fund balance. The city of Bisbee has governmental funds, enterprise funds, grant funds, and special revenue funds. Funds are, for the most part, established based on reporting needs, funding streams, or accounting rules. It's a good thing we're not trying to learn fund accounting tonight. A budget is a planning and a communication tool. Everyone gets the planning part because you are looking ahead at the upcoming fiscal year. But how often do you consider the communication aspect? A budget communicates from the department head to the city manager, the mayor, the council, the public, to anyone who reads it, what the intentions are for the next fiscal year. That's why reports are compiled monthly, comparing actual revenue and expenditures to budgeted revenue expenditures. This report allows one to determine if those stated intentions are actually being realized. Since the budget is a planning tool, you need to know the current financial position before you can realistically commit to a plan for the future. And how can you know the current position? Well, we're going to take a look at some financial reports and see what we can learn. And it's important to look at more than one report to get a complete picture. When looking at reports comparing actual financial information to budgeted financial information, you can only determine the relationship of those two pieces of information. The information is very valuable, but it does not provide a complete picture. This is why you have handouts, because I know you can't read that. We're going to use the December 2017 monthly financial report generated for the Visitor Center. I'm not picking on the Visitor Center. I chose this department mostly because the reports are not lengthy or complicated, and I could put them up there very easily on one page. So if you take a look, and let's see if I can make it. There it is. Okay, right here. The year-to-date expenditures are 2% over the 50% budgeted amount. And going back to the revenue page, the revenues are 2.5% below the 50% budgeted amount. Is this a bad thing? Maybe not. Maybe so. The revenue for the Visitor Center is primarily bed taxes. Are those seasonal? Are they collected soon after being earned? Okay. So now this budget allows, okay, we're up here. This budget allows for $20,312 of prior year reserves to be used, and the overall deficit at this point is less than that. So if you compare what they were going to be allowed to use and what they actually need at this point, they're in pretty good shape. If you look more closely, office supplies expenditures are at 119.4% compared to budget. Professional fees are at zero compared to budget. Education and training is at 40.2% compared to budget. But are these expenditures seasonal? Did something change after the fiscal year 18 budget and after it was adopted that necessitated a shift in where the expenditures were made? Another thing that's very common is sometimes expenditures are made early in the year, which will really skew the percentages. So now let's look at the balance sheet. Under the liabilities, which is, nope, wrong button. It's supposed to be going, okay, there we go. Now I'm on the right page. Under the liabilities, which also is known as amounts to be dispersed, and in our case, most likely next month, the amount is not as large as the cash amount up here, which means that there's plenty of cash to cover those liabilities. So at this point, even though there are some strange numbers in the variances, I really don't see a problem with the Visitor Center's financials at the end of December. But before we leave financial statements, let's talk about fund balance. One of the concepts most often misunderstood is that fund balance is not the same as cash. Remember, the term fund balance in fund accounting takes the place of the word equity in for-profit accounting. So if we take a look at the Visitor Center balance sheet again, Except that doesn't look like it. And I can't, but it is. Okay. Sorry about that. Ashley, can you turn around and tell me, is that the visitor center? Because it really doesn't look like it. No, it's not. Sorry.
No.
Thank you. Here it is. So if we, sorry. So if you look at the visitor center balance sheet again, you'll see that the cash, which is up here, 54,943.53, is not the same as total equity down here, which is 51,422.24. The difference is the liabilities. So, can I blame somebody for having my slides out of order? No. Okay, so as you can see on the fiscal year 16 audited balance sheet for governmental type funds, which is here, cash is $2,731,062. Yet fund balance, which is down at the bottom, is $3,226,511. Both fund balance and cash are important for evaluating the condition of the entity, but cash and fund balance are not the same amount. You can spend cash. You cannot spend fund balance without first converting assets to cash. On to budgeting and to knowing the current status before you develop the budget. So let's take a look at some audited financial statement of activities from fiscal year 08 through fiscal year 16. Just kind of take a look at them. Okay. I can't tell what year that is. This is even worse for me than you.
Ended 2011.
2011?
Uh-huh.
Am I at 8 now?
That's yep. 8, yes.
Okay. All right. So, what did you see? The cost for governmental activities has increased 6 of the 9 years. For business type activities, Queen Mine has ended each of those fiscal years with a surplus. Sanitation has ended each of those fiscal years except one with a surplus. Wastewater has ended each of those fiscal years except one with a deficit. Over the 9 years, expenditures have increased $1,333,440 and revenue has increased $571,634. So let's take another look. Okay, so now looking at those of you with the handouts and can see, this column has to do with governmental activities, and you can see at the bottom of each of the slides, as we go back through just a little more slowly, that there's going to be a positive number for the governmental activities. The other column has to do with the business type, which is our enterprise funds. And if you want to see those broken out over here, it breaks them out into wastewater, sanitation, and Queen Mine. And so I gave you the statistics of these 9 years where we saw a surplus, which was always in Queen Mine, and where we usually saw a surplus, which was sanitation, and where there's almost always a deficit, which was wastewater. And if you take a look, the way these audited financials are put together, you have expenses here, and then charges, which is revenue, and some more general fund revenue here. And then right in here are transfers between governmental activities, which is basically the general fund, and the enterprise funds or the business type activities. And as we go through, take a look at the transfers, and you'll see that they net out to very, very small amounts. So the transfers between business type and governmental type don't make that big of an impact once you net it together. So that was looking at the 08, and again, the 09, it's the same setup. You'll still see that governmental had a positive change in that net assets, and the business type in 09 had a negative. In 2010, the governmental had a positive, and the business type had a negative. The same in 11 and 12. And 13, that year it was opposite. We had a negative in the governmental activities and a positive in the business type. In 14, it goes back to, and Mr. City Manager, I see you're trying to look at the screen. I don't know what I'm on, so.
You're on 12.
Okay. Now I'm on 14. Thank you. Okay. Again, this is why you have handouts, because if I can't read it on the screen, you can't read it on the screen either. In 15, it goes back to a negative for governmental. And then in 16, there's positives in both columns. So I think we can all agree that remaining on the same path is not what we desire. Because if you recall, I mentioned that the expenditures had increased $1.8 million, but revenues had only increased about $600,000. So how do we change the path we're on? First, you need to decide what path you want to be on. What is the goal? Is the goal to increase cash for additional expenditures? Is the goal to increase fund balance? Is the goal to build a cash reserve for future rainy days? Is the goal for enterprise funds to become self-supporting? As you may recall, our auditor explained enterprise funds are operated like a business and are usually expected to generate a profit to maintain and replace equipment or expand services. Only one of the city's three enterprise funds operates in this manner, the Queen Mine Fund. At June 30th, 2017, the sanitation fund had no cash and a negative fund balance. And the wastewater fund consistently ends the fiscal year with a deficit. Are there goals to be worked on simultaneously? What is the timeline for the goal? Once you've answered these questions, changing the path begins with a reasonable and realistic budget reflecting your decision and relies on compliance with that budget. Now, on to budgeting. There are several budget models an entity can use when developing an annual budget, but I suspect the City of Bixby has always used the same model, which is also the most commonly used budget model. Simply stated, general guidance is provided by management, and then each lucky creator of the budget, staff out there, prepares a draft budget for the city manager, the mayor, and the finance director to review. This guidance is usually based on the goals already decided, and it may call for increasing revenue, decreasing expenditures, or a combination of both. Once the budget documents have been reviewed and revised, if necessary, the proposed budget Once the budget documents have been reviewed and revised if necessary, the proposed budget is presented to mayor and council for final input and adoption. So how are these draft budgets prepared? The department leads, or the lucky budget creators, review the current fiscal year's budget, the current fiscal year's actual revenue and actual expenditure amounts to date, previous fiscal year's actual revenue and actual expenditure amounts, operations in the current fiscal year and operations expected in the upcoming fiscal year. All of these pieces of information, along with the information provided in spreadsheets by the finance department regarding payroll, debt service costs, and allocation of shared costs, etc., allow the budget creator to begin converting the plans for next fiscal year into numbers on the spreadsheet. Using the December 2017 fire department expenditures with comparison to budget report, let's see how information can be used for preparation of a new budget. Again, I'm not picking on the fire department. I chose it because there are some really good examples. I still need to stay there. Okay, the following account lines have been considerably overspent. Business travel, wildland fire service expense, books and reference material, postage, operational expenses, and gasoline. Is that a bad thing? Maybe not. Maybe so. The following account lines are considerably underspent: education and training, custodial supplies, building repair and maintenance, vehicle parts and labor, diesel. Is that a bad thing? Maybe not. Maybe so. Both cases can provide information for the next budget year. Knowing why large actual to budget variances exist can help you determine what may need to be changed in the upcoming budget. A word of caution. If the reason a large variance exists is because the budgeted amounts used for comparison were not realistic to begin with, then the variances won't be very helpful at all. It's the same as the old computer saying, garbage in, garbage out. If a budget is not realistic, then comparisons between actual and budget do not represent anything realistic. A realistic budget is of utmost importance if management is going to rely on budget to actual accounting reports. A few minutes ago, I mentioned the various pieces of information the finance department provided to assist each budget creator. One of those is allocation of shared cost. In the past, a journal entry has been prepared to allocate shared cost only to the enterprise funds. Since the shared costs are general fund costs, and allocating these costs from the general fund to general fund results in a wash transaction, preparation of a journal entry was simply not done. This is an appropriate accounting practice, but it may not be the most helpful in realizing the full cost of a department. If we want a more accurate picture of what it requires financially to operate a department within the city, we must consider all the cost involved. In fiscal year 19, shared costs will be allocated to the general fund departments as well as the enterprise funds. Also, the allocation will be based on a more objective basis and one which is very commonly used, budgeted expenditures. This basis of allocation is easy to use and results in an equitable allocation. Being objective and equitable are the most important criteria when allocating cost. So here you see an example of how the allocation is going to work. Using last year, the general fund plus the other governmental funds plus the enterprise funds expenditures was $12,000,009. The mayor and council was only $35,003, which is 0.3% of that total. The Queen Mine budgeted expenditures was $954,000, which is 7% of that total. And the police department was at $1.9 million, which is 14% of that total. So when you take a look at the shared general fund cost to be allocated, we use those same allocations. If 0.3% is what mayor and council represented of the total, then the amount being allocated will be 0.3%. The Queen Mine was 7% of the expenditures, and so the amount being allocated will only be 7%. The police department made up 14% of the total expenditures, so they will bear 14% of the common cost. So each is allocated the respective percentage of those shared costs as we just saw. It is objective since the formula determines the allocation. It is equitable because within the city of Bisbee, the higher the expenditure budget, generally the more requirements for general fund services, such as payroll, accounts payable, accounts receivable, the city manager, the city clerk, personnel, and IT, etc. Once the fiscal year's budget document is adopted by council, it should not be put on the highest shelf possible and forgotten about. Yes, monthly financial reports are produced by the finance department and contain budget information. But anticipated revenues and expenditures outside normal operations should be noted on the budget document narrative pages and can provide valuable guidance when used in conjunction with those monthly reports. If expenditures for normal operations are exceeding the budgeted amounts for revenue or for budget amounts, or revenue is falling short of the estimated amounts, the funding for the planned project may not be available, even if it was budgeted. In this case, purchases made, contracts entered into, will only worsen the financial situation. Referring to the budget narrative as well as the financial reports prior to acting on any new project can provide information for sound decision making. Remember, budgets are filled with estimates, and if all the pieces are not coming together as expected, a plan may need to be postponed to later in the fiscal year or perhaps a subsequent fiscal year. Every decision will need to be a conscious decision to stay within budget throughout the year. So in a nutshell, you need to know the current financial position, know the goal, develop a realistic budget, and adhere to that budget. I hope this presentation has increased your understanding of the budget process and will assist you in your review of the proposed budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Excellent presentation. Thank you.
Should I ask if there are any questions?
You should.
Are there any questions?
Too numerous.
Well, I hope not. I think there was some good clarification there.
There was just one piece that I wasn't sure of.
I'll be more than happy.
I think I need a one-on-one, so.
Well, I'm here. If you want to talk later, fine. If you need to come and get clarification.
Yeah.
Well, if any
absolutely
of you,
absolutely fine.
If you could be making a decision based on not knowing something, then perhaps you should ask it so you know it.
Well, I just didn't understand fully when you were talking about the governmental and the business.
Yes.
I don't even know where to start to ask.
Okay, let me do this.
I understood your concept about
we have the
deficit and which one had a surplus.
Yeah. We have basically the general fund and enterprise funds and other funds. The way it's reported in that particular report from the auditors, you've got the business type funds, which are the enterprise funds, and we have three, which is wastewater and sanitation and Queen Mine. And everything else in that report is considered general government.
Okay. What was the takeaway on this?
On
What did you expect us to? Because I'm not sure that I got the point, except that just looking to see what's causing a deficit year to year.
That was the point.
And then what constantly has the surplus.
Okay. That's the point.
I'm reading too much into it as well.
Yes. Over those 9 years, there are a couple of blips where things aren't the norm, but there's pretty much a standard pattern that the governmental activities are doing well. The enterprise funds, some of them need some work. Depending on what council decides, if council decides that they do want enterprise funds to support themselves the way it's usually expected, then decisions need to be made with that in mind. If the council decides that they want to continue supplementing funds for the enterprise funds activities, then that's a decision that needs to be made, and that can be included in budgets and decisions from now on. But you need to be aware that you have to make that decision. Does the general fund continue to support the enterprise funds, or does the general fund ask for there to be changes within enterprise funds?
Okay, I understand that.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Anybody else? Mr. Smith?
Mayor, Council, thank you. And Cindy, thank you so much for that detail. It was very helpful. There are a couple of thoughts that I wanted to add to the picture and to drive Cindy's point home. The reason why the enterprise funds are handled differently is because you are charging the public for that service. They get a bill every month. And in order for their payments to be equitable, in order for everybody to be on the same footing when it comes to what they're paying for their service, you can't really subsidize that fund with money from other taxpayers. So like with sewer, I would say with garbage, you want the person who receives the service to pay for the service, and you don't want the rest of the taxpayers to have to chip in to make up whatever slack's there. And so that's the reason why you see communities looking at and adjusting their rate tables for those services, because they look at their financial performance. In Bisbee, we've had a problem with collections, and so there's a huge past due amount out there. Just because that amount's on the books and we're saying it's collectible doesn't mean it's in our pocket. And when we operate every year, we incur a certain amount of cost. If that cost isn't paid by the ratepayer, it's coming out of some other bucket within our accounting system, and that means it's coming out of revenue sources that other taxes are fronting the money for. So that transition of money out of the general fund into the enterprise funds is generally a bad thing, because it means that you're not billing the customer enough to pay for the service, or you're not collecting all of the bills. And I think we've had a mix of those things. So we're working to correct those. It's not a fast process. The other thing that I wanted to touch on just briefly, and Cindy was pointing at it, the conservative nature on how we actually use the public's money. So when we project a revenue, like we know property taxes are going to come in, and we know pretty much how much those are going to be based on the valuation and the math that the county uses, we don't count that money until it hits our bank account. We don't say we already have that, it's not in our hands, even though we know that it's going to come and we're going to have it and when the check will be here. We don't count it until it's not on the books until we receive the cash. But when we go to spend money, from the moment we decide that we're going to buy something, from the moment that finance issues a purchase order and tells the department, yeah, you can go shop for that, we tie that money up. We encumber those funds so they can't be spent on something else, and then we have a problem later. So you'll see we're ahead of schedule when we're reporting on encumbrance, because that's money that we haven't actually spent yet, but we know we're gonna, so we tie that up. And we are slow to count the money that we know is coming in, all in the efforts to be conservative and responsible with the public's funds. And that they have term cash-based, modified accrual, there's all these terms, but honestly, if you just remember, we're trying to be as responsible as we can. That's kind of the rule of thumb that we live by. So if we can get the enterprise funds to stand on their own by charging the appropriate rates, if we can grow some revenues to ensure we're getting paid for the services that we're offering to the public, and then we can stop some of this supplementation from one fund to the next, I think we'll be in a lot better health. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So are we going to, how do you wish to proceed?
Well, Mayor, we've heard from council in their prior work session the mm-hmm. concerns that they had and the wishes that they had for this budget year. We have diligently worked to bring balance to our expenses and our revenues. We still need more face time with the leadership to try and polish that off. We do have, at this moment, the enterprise funds are breaking even. Is that my understanding?
No, sir. The enterprise funds, they only need to cut over $1 million.
And that's the depreciation number that the auditors hit us with? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's pretty close. This is the first year that we've had an auditor in the city's history indicate to us that we need to budget for depreciation. And I'll be talking to you guys about the implications of that soon. The city has never set aside funds for depreciation within a budget. It's a huge step for us to do it all at one time when we're looking at a depreciation schedule that spans decades, so we'll talk. In terms of actual expenditures for operation, it sounds like we're close on our enterprise funds. We need to cut about $600,000 out of the general fund, and that's something that the departments are talking about. We're talking about some ideas that I don't think have been discussed in the city of Bisbee before, and we need to run some of them to ground. So we'll get a draft, as accurate a draft as we can get you for your next work session to begin reviewing departments. And then if we have any improvements at all to report, we'll report those as quickly as we can so you have accurate numbers.
Great. A couple things. One, if it's at all possible to get us this draft before our next meeting so that we can look at it. Okay. Got it. Okay, and my next comments may be that calamity. Yeah. No, I think you're, I hope you're aware of it. For everybody, I attended a meeting last week with the department heads and Mr. Smith in reference to the budget, and I made several suggestions, and I was hoping that some of those would be put in. Suggestion, as an example, I suggested that we also see what a number of adding another 1 cent to the 1% to the bed tax would do, with 3/4 of that going to the visitor center and 25% going to parks. So is that something we're going to be able to, as an example, there were a couple things that you recall that I had.
It will not be in the budget book, it will be available tomorrow.
Right.
When we did the computation, considering that it's only for 4 months, it was a fairly small amount, and we were a little behind
Well, yeah, it doesn't impact the general fund anyway. I mean, it would have impacted parks, and it would have impacted the visitor center. But we also talked about a couple other things. All I'm after is that we discussed some things that were kind of like placeholders. That's all potential. If the council acted on X, that would provide us additional revenue in this particular area, and that would could be brought up in the future as to a way to help balance the budget also. So I was just bringing that up, that we have some you're going to be doing the budget, and I understand that, but we also have some caveats in there that things could change between what you're presenting, where we're starting on this coming week, and others based on things that can be brought to the council for our action that would assist in particularly in generating revenues rather than just cutting expenses. Thank you, ma'am. All right, sir. So then we're talking about next Tuesday at 5:30?
Yes, sir. Leadership, even this morning in staff, we were talking about ideas that we need to follow up on, and some of them involve third parties. You know, we want to talk to the airport commission. There's a whole range of people that we need to talk to related to the adjustments that we've discussed. So we'll keep you as updated as we possibly can. And I think that we, over the next 60 days, have plenty of time to come to an understanding.
But I just, Okay. Council, any questions? Ms. Klein? I'm just starting with you. Ms. Hansen? I'll start with you. No. You're good? Mr. Higgins? Not yet. Not yet.
The next budget session is Wednesday the 18th, correct? You said Tuesday?
I said Tuesday.
Nice.
It's Wednesday. I apologize. Yes. Okay, we're good. All right, Mr. Higgins.
I move that we adjourn.
All right, those in favor of adjournment signify by stating aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. We stand adjourned.
Thank you, Council. Well, we're trying to get things April and May done, so June is left for...